welcome to another episode of Sokola Duma Radio. And in this week's episode, we speak to Chippa United midfielder Thamsanqa Sangweni. Before the interview, we ask him three questions that are interesting about him. All right, so three things that are interesting about Thamsanqa Sangweni. Did you work? Whatever it is that you want to share with us.
I never worked before, like... I started to work like when I was playing at Amazulu, because that's where I started a professional.
That was your first job?
Yeah, that was my first job.
Okay, do you have any talent besides football?
No. I didn't have any talent. Look, we grew up at home like I have five brothers, so we grew up like we're playing soccer at school. Even like when you're not at school, so yeah, it was just soccer in school.
Okay, so it's at home you have five brothers.
Yeah, five brothers. Yeah.
And what do they do? What do all of them? Just take us through. We know about CS Sangweni. You can explain to us what all of them do.
Sabelo is working. He was also playing soccer though, and actually all of us were playing soccer
professionally, you know? Or in the National First Division.
Spa, the younger one played in it was Nati.
Nati Lions, yeah.
Both Nati. Yeah. And then become 80s, and then he went to Joburg also. So he have a knee injury, so he didn't like want to take a risk or something. So he just left the football. And also Mata, he was a goalkeeper. He also played for AmaZulu. Sabelo never played. He never made it. Let me say that. But he was a goalkeeper also. And then it's me. And then it's yeah.
Masikhuluma ke ngabantu nje ngabalandeli abakwazile ukuthi baphume ebaye eMdansane eSosadukasha Stadium. Ungathini kubona like bakwenze uzive kanjani wena? Uzizwe kanjani wena njengomdlali? Bakunikeze inkuthazo ukubona ukuthi bagcwele stadium.
Yeah, people from East London they always there for us, you know. Since the day one, you know. So, I was able to see them, you know. Besides the weather or something, because the weather was not right, but they did come with the numbers or something, you know. So, I was very happy. I don't know what to say, man. I'd like to thank them for their support and everything that they gave us. As a team, so we also like trying to not disappoint them, you know, by giving them football and the results or something.
All right, and Coach Pizzo Musumane, was before the game, he talked about the pitch at the Sisadukasha Stadium, mentioning the fact that it was muddy, it was not a good pitch. You as a player, you were in the middle of the park, you were wearing an armband, you're playing for a Chippa United team that likes to play carpet football. How did it affect your style of play, that pitch?
Pitch being like right, being manzi kakhulu, but I think for both teams, like, I pitch a bit better. So, I get into the snares of a situation there in a corner. The way in a corner and Zamutila now, you know. So, I can intervene in Zara. Yeah, yes, being echo right, but I can intervene in Zara. Professor is in the West in a corner and then Ubonus and Chester and Jackson. Yeah.
Yeah. And Umunta Bugel and Jenga, I mean, anyone who was watching that game, there was an opinion that you guys were better than Sundowns on that game. Is it easier for you guys for Chippa United to face bigger teams, your Orlando Pirates, your Kaizer Chiefs? Is it easier to motivate yourselves against those teams because you guys were better than Sundowns at certain times of the game?
It's not easy, in fact. I go call Lula. That's why I need to the effort, the way like a strain on a corner, the way Amachita attacked my instructions on a corner. Yeah, from a training, and then Master Say came in. Obviously, from the school, we said, okay, you know what, the students are implemented at him in. You know, so Master Say came in there. From the produce, and then the students are in the song, it's got at him in. So, won't come again as well, like, see, when the mentality one, you know what, as a Mugala, if well, enough, Mugala, obviously, like, zama ngenye indlela but nje akusi ama game esiwakhethayo no wonke ama game siyazama ukufight and sizama ukuthi siwine ya
no ngikuzwa kahle brother ukuthi aniwakhethe ama game but uma umuntu ebheka kuyabonakala ukuthi i-performance yenu nje bakwelinye izinga uma ngabe nidlala namaqela amakhulu that's why I'm asking you the question that is it easier to motivate yourself when you play against Sundowns? For you, I think it would be easier because you used to play for them, you always have a point to prove. Do you go out there with that I used to play for them and I need to prove a point today? Did that happen to you on Tuesday?
For me, no, man. I see you wouldn't prove a point to ngingadlala khona. And because they were cheaper, man, and focus on cool love cheaper. You know, so in a game, sometimes I approach a young man, because I came in for no man, you know, I show good take, came I improve. And in a match, it's a land now, I am Caesar, now coach, bam, Caesar. So, man, bam, saying, and I won't come out, I think, like, this was a performance. Madlala performance ethi iba right ubambisana nasebenzisana ngoba sonke isikhathi ya
all right and then bengikhulumile ngeamband ne as you were given a captaincy because uAndile Mbenyane was suspended ingabisho ukuthini le nto kuwe considering the fact that you're not from the Eastern Cape and you joined iChippa United it's not like you came from their development, like uAndile Mbenyane has been there for long. Now you were identified in the game and you were given an armband. Does it mean anything to you to have an armband?
Armband, actually, like, ukhuluma indaba ye armband. Armband, captain of Chippa, actually, mean. You know, like, uAndile uyazana naye and uyazi siyasizana naye kakhulu and uyangibonisa kwezi siyakhuluma, uyangibonisa kwezinye indawo. Not like ngoba ngu-captain. So manje angiba mamelo uAndile dalela and the player edlala kahle kakhulu so yabamsana nje mfethu kahle kakhulu yabo kakhulu kakhulu ya
yeah kodwa ke njengoba usisho ukuthi wena wena umuntu weamband wena ucaptain umbuzo nje ukuthi wena isho ukuthini leyo nto kuwena does that mean that you as a 27 year old from AmaZulu from Mamelodi Sundowns now at Chippa United you finally find a home when you've been given the responsibility of being a captain on the team
hey lombuzo ekuba captain but like akuthi into encane cause akumele I think akumele wenze ama mistake amaningi and life yakho phandle kumele ibe right kakhulu and then motivate amajita maye phansi even noma kuthiwa izinto azihambi kahle kufanele uhlezi umotivate amajita you know and ukhombise the way nakhona odlala ngakhona kufanele ukhombise ukuthi no what guys la siyasebenza manje senze so cause now mo captain mo wathi izinto ayihambi kahle then now ubhekisa ikhanda phansi or mhlawumbe nawe izinto ubonakala ukuthi awuperform kahle obviously uba naleso sikhathi vele as umuntu ungaperform kahle but ngiyazama sonke isikhathi ukuthi nginike ngenze okusemandleni ngakho semandleni ukuthi no what I have to do like the best so that other guys like they can like take it from me and then yeah
all right and the team that you're leading now is currently 8th on the log they are number 8 what are your team's ambitions when you guys are sitting as a team and with the technical team from this point what would you like to achieve from season 2016-2017
all right your position yethu njengamanje siyona ayikho right because uma wathanda ukubheka okay ngashithi right because number 8 but uma wathanda ukubheka abantu abasemva kwethu ashiya nabo kakhulu and at the same time futhi abantu baphambi kwethu nabashika kakhulu so as a team like always like ngoba sibuyile njengamanje ku second round ukuthi focus egameni one by one game ne senza show ukuthi masingathole 3 points at least athole 1 point no wonke umuntu uyazi ukuthi sivale singavalanga kahle you know so sebenza kakhulu ngempela ukuthi sigcine ngoba sisingenile manje top 8 singabe saphuma khona
okay so intention ukuthi nje nihlale ku top 8 at least kule season noma yini eyenzekalayo after u top 8 izoba ibonus nje
yeah I think yeah yona point ngabe yona point ethu angeke sithi singuhlala top 8 nani but ifanele senze show ukuthi like sawina ama game ethu so that sibona isiphoshini ekahle kakhulu maphela
all right and then you recently in January you guys recently traded players with Orlando Pirates. Justice Tshabalala came towards you guys, and Mukondelela and I, Uzegin, Wahamba, Ufan Yerten, Okosa. How has that broken the momentum of the team? How has that changed the way the team plays? The fact that you lost James Okosa, who was a center back, a very important person in the defense, and Ufan Yerten, also a left back, a very important person in the defense. How has that broken down the momentum, or has it helped that you guys have Tshabalala?
Oh, no, like, Okosa, I'm a key player sometimes, like, I see you in the right, but at the same time, in Pilea Kubea, because in Tambe, Namuto Tambe, Ufuna Tambe, Utola, any challenge or something. But to come in terms of our face, the Abazi, the Bastioni, and your man, Basavenza, cool, and the Ben Misele, like Tshabalala, first came here. And was a full. So, always to just focus on Avantes Navo. And of course, where was Basse business, and I want to feel. So, I think what is Bambesani, and that is like the way that's by will come in a con. Welcome is at Lago Chipper 9 as Dalangay and Mosan's away counter, the possibility to feel the lane. So, who won't come on? So yeah.
All right. Besika sakhuluma ngeSundowns ukuthi ubukade udlala yona okanye noma ukwadlala kuyona. Ucabanga ukuthi mhlambe la kuchipa njengamanje inhloso yakho ukuthi uhlale isikhathi eside noma ungathanda ukuthi uye either overseas noma ku team a league winning team la ku PSL long term.
Angeke ngazi kusasa ringiphathelene phela. But wamanje ngikuchipa and ngifocusile khona. So ongenzakala for the future angazi ukuthi kuyenzakalani, but I'm happy kuchipa and like I'm happy kuchipa ngeqamba manje. So okwenzakalayo kwi future angenzakala noma yini, but angeke ngidecidele nami ukuthi kuyenzakalani nokuthi ngifunani, because ngikhona la ngiyadlala and angifuni ukufila nami comfortable sometimes, you know. So ngihlezi ngisebenza kuyikhandla.
All right. Kulo nyaka lo zobana 28 years. Uma ngabe uhamba uye embhedeni uyolala ebusuku, usacabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe uhambe uye koma Sweden kanje, koma China, overseas nje basically as umdlali, ucabanga ukuthi isekhona into ongayenza mhlawumbe at age 28 ukuthi uhambe uye overseas?
Ichance uma ivela, like that's what ngisho ukuthi ifusha ngeke ngazi ukuthi ngiphatheleni, you know. Ichance uma ivela, uma ukhona i-team engathi interested, not ethi mhlawumbe ngifuna ngiyoshayela, no. Uma ukhona i-team engathi interested, no. I think sengathathela from that.
Alright, and then kubafana bafana unama-caps ambadlwana. Uma ngibheka ama-stats wakho aveza ukuthi una 3 caps. Mhlawumbe unama-caps angaphezulu kwalokho, kodwa ama-stats wami nje angivezele ukuthi una 3 caps. Ucabanga ukuthi uyafuna ukwengeza lapho?
Yeah, kakhulu mfethu, like kakhulu. You know, like isifiso sami leso ukuthi ngibe khona kwi-national team. Not ukuba khona, kube na something input engiyenzayo khona uma ngikhona. Thola i-chance ukuthi sengidlale. So yeah.
What do you think you need to do more to improve your game in order to, for you to be in the national team?
I think ukuqhubeka ngisebenza nokuyikhandla. You know, like i-team eyenza kahle i-team, possibility ukuthi umuntu osuke phethe national team abheke kulowo team eyenza kahle, because ithi uma ngenze kahle obviously nami ama-chances okuthi ngekhona angaba mancane. So ukuthi ithi yenze kahle and ngisebenze ngokuyikhandla, so that even nomuntu obhekele ngaphandle shouthi nowathe lo muntu engayisiza national team.
Alright, so ngiyabonga kakhulu baba. Phambi kokuthi ke sivale interview, ngizokubuza ke imibuzo embadlwana nge-PSL. I'm going to ask you a few questions to test your knowledge on the PSL. 3 questions. Umanyama usothole 100%, no Nathan Pose usothole 100% kulama questions lawo. Eliza Rogers yena akazange ahambe kahle, angazi ke wena ukuthi uzohamba kanjani. So umbuzo wami wokuqala, who is the oldest coach between Gavin Hunt, Steve Compeller, no Eric Tinkler? Who do you think is the oldest between the three of those guys?
Gavin Hunt and Eric Tinkler and Steve Compeller.
Steve Compeller, yeah. Who do you think is the older amongst the three?
It's Gavin.
Well done. Gavin Hunt is correct. Gavin Hunt is 52 years old. How many games have Chipa United won this season so far? How many games ni win ama game amangaki this season?
Sidlale Okay, ngicela ukubala, ngawabala.
Ngizokunika ama-seconds ambalwa ukuthi wabale.
Ah, mara frame abala ke sina ukuze ulontoze.
Ah, kodwa i-quiz nje lesiyenza. So, it's a quiz, so if you just give me any number, how many games do you think you guys won of the games that you've played?
Five,
well done. You've won 5 games. And then last question, I hope it's going to be an easy question. Who is the coach of Baroka FC currently?
Sankara.
Can you say that again?
Sankara.
I'm going to give you that one because it's not Sankara, but it's Jacob Sakala. That's correct. Well done. That's 100% again. 3 out of 3 questions. Well done. So, Tamisang, when you're going to ask you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the interview. My name is Nkululeko Nkewu. Catch us on another episode of Soccer Laduma Radio.